It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hi, I'm Curious City reporter Monica Eng, and I'm here at 103rd and Western on the southwest side in Beverly at a restaurant called Nikki's Grill and Yogurt Oasis. I'm here with question asker Connor McNamara. First, tell me a little bit about this place.
So I grew up just a few blocks from here. We've been coming here for as long as I can remember. After I learned how to ride a bike, we came here for Blue Moon ice cream. The cheese fries are great, pizza puffs, hot dogs, you name it. As I grew up, I started noticing that there were more Nikki's around the south side. Started driving around. It's like, hey, there's Nikki's everywhere. And that made me wonder why there were so many Nikki's. And they all seemed to have the same menu, but not necessarily the same decor.
It turns out Connor's onto something. There are a lot of fast food joints called Nikki's all over the south side, south suburbs, and even into northwest Indiana. But are all of these Nikki's part of the same business? After several calls, I did find out they're not one big chain. They seem to have different owners and slightly different names, like Nikki's Gyros, Nikki's Hot Dogs, and Nikki's Carryouts. But they do have one important thing in common. They all serve the Chicago classics, like hot dogs, Italian beef, gyros, and pizza puffs. But they also all have the same signature cheeseburger with grilled onions, almost always called the Big Baby. So I figured maybe if I could learn the origin of this Big Baby, I might be able to crack the mystery of all those different Nikki's. So I called my friend Louisa Chu. She's a food writer at the Chicago Tribune and my co-host on the Chewing podcast. She's written about the Big Baby and is a big fan.
So, Monica, I actually declared that the Big Baby should be the Chicago-style burger.
To get the story behind the Big Baby, she suggested I meet the manager at the Nikki's on 58th and Kedzie. It's called, get this, Nikki's the Real McCoy. That sounded promising. So I went out to meet this guy.
First name is actually Manoli, like a cannoli.
Manoli Manaris, to be exact. But even with that great rhyme, that's not what everyone calls him.
Yeah, a lot of people call me Nikki here, yeah. They think I'm Nikki, yeah.
He says that's actually his grandpa's name. His dad Jimmy named the place after him when he opened it 50 years ago. And since then, he said a lot has changed around here.
Big baby?
The one thing that hasn't changed is the Big Baby. Manoli says the Big Baby has been the secret weapon of Nikki's from the beginning. And at that time, it was meant to compete with a joint across the street that had its own famous cheeseburger.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
It was 1968 when my father wanted to open up some kind of burger joint, but he knew that he needed to have something unique to compete with the Big Mac.
A burger that was already selling like gangbusters when Manoli's dad opened right across the street.
So his response to that was to create the Big Baby.
Okay, some might say the Big Baby is really just another double cheeseburger. But Manoli argues it's actually a very specific sandwich with a sesame seed bun and a precise, foolproof stack of ingredients.
It's the way that we stack it, too, that is very important. It's ketchup, mustard, pickle, grilled onions. And you can't just put them in any order. You have to put the pickles first on the bed, and then you put the ketchup and the mustard down, and then you put the patty, and then you put the cheese and then the grilled onions on top. So what the grilled onions did is it kept it very juicy.
And those grilled onions are good. I watched the cook squirt some kind of secret oil on them while they cooked. But when I asked Manoli what was in it...
No, I cannot tell you that. I'm very sorry. We cannot tell you anything like that.
But he did tell me that this was the place where Nikki's and the Big Baby were born 50 years ago. He said they were so successful, his dad opened about a dozen more Nikki's, then sold off most of them to other people. After that, he said there were copycats. More Nikki's that opened and sold more Big Babies. So that would explain it, why there were so many similar Nikki's with different owners but the same burger. We thought we'd solved the mystery and finished our story. So we decided to treat ourselves to a Big Baby to celebrate. I asked my friend Louisa for a recommendation.
One is the Nikki's Hot Dogs, which is really the home of what I think is one of the best classic Big Babies, really nicely thin charred patties and just like simple melty American cheese. And that's at Archer and Austin on the southwest side of Chicago.
So my editor Jessica and I went to check it out. But when we got there, we found more than just a great Big Baby. We also found a big surprise. As we were ordering, a guy behind the counter tells us that this is where it all started.
This is the original Big Baby, right here, the one that you'll buy in the store.
Oh, jeez, we thought we were done with this story.
The guy that originally started these up was opening one up every year, every 2 years. And he wouldn't stay long. He would just work it for about a year or so, and he would sell it off to somebody else.
Oh, boy. What are we going to do?
What we did was take this guy outside for an interview. Now, remember, the other place, the real McCoy, that place opened in 69. But he says this place opened 2 years earlier than that.
My name is Angelo Lilas, and I'm owner of Nicky's Hot Dogs on Archer in Austin. This is the original Nicky's in Chicago. We opened up in 1967. The original owner, Nick, his last name eludes me right now, he had it for about a year or so, and then he sold it. We bought it in 1978, and we've had it ever since.
Why do you think there's so many Big Babies? I know we've noticed that there's Big Babies even outside of places that are called Nicky's.
You know what? A lot of those people used to work in the Nicky's or are related to people that worked in the Nicky's. And it's just one of those names that everybody knows on the South Side. You come on the South Side, everybody knows what a Big Baby is. So I think that's why, like, if you go to some of the other stores, like you mentioned, you see the Big Baby on there.
Oh, yeah. So why isn't anybody's like, hey, that's my trademark?
You know what? I think it's one of those things when the original Nick opened these up that he had to have done it then. Now it's been so long. Good luck trying to trademark any of that. Now it's open game. I mean, you guys can go open up a Nicky's and sell Big Babies if you want. So you never know, you know?
What are the chances we could meet this Nicky?
Very slim, because he's a personal guy. He doesn't get involved with the Nicky's anymore. My father knows him. If he was here, he could tell you a little bit about him, but...
So it sounded like we'd finally found the original Nicky's and the birthplace of the Big Baby. And we learned that there was a real Nicky who started the whole thing. But who was he? We called Angelo's dad to find out.
1967, Nick Vaginas, he opened the place over here on Archer and Austin.
Nick Vaginas?
10 years later, and I have the permits and everything to prove it.
And can you tell me, do you know where he got the idea?
That I cannot answer it, but I think it was a hit for Big Mac. I think McDonald's has Big Mac, and Nick started the Big Baby.
So we scrambled to try to find this Nick Vaginas by press time. We called more than a dozen numbers associated with him, reached out to a priest, asked people at his church, and friended him on Facebook. But so far, nothing. Still, one thing everyone seems to agree on is that the Big Baby is Chicago's response to the Big Mac. I take this all back to our questioner, Connor, at his favorite Nicky's in Beverly, opened by a guy named Paul. After he had a chance to digest the story, I asked what he thought.
I think it's great. People just jumping on the bandwagon and using the strong name, associating themselves with a good burger. And then it's even better that they let the name spread, that they see it as a tribute to themselves instead of, you know, trying to shut it down. You know, it just gives it a nice local flavor to the whole South Side.
But along with information, I brought him something else. The burger that inspired the Big Baby, the Big Mac. I had him close his eyes and do a taste test of both side by side.
This one has a lot more going on. Definitely more of a burger flavor, more grilled. The sauces aren't as overwhelming and a better pickle.
Connor, you have chosen the Big Baby as the better double cheeseburger.
Can't say I'm shocked. McDonald's is good, but there's just something about the neighborhood joint.
So, if anybody out there wants to start a new restaurant, it sounds like you too can open up a Nicky's and serve Big Babies without getting sued. And finally, if anyone knows Nicky V, can you please ask him to get a hold of us? We really want to talk to him.
Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Wilbur and Orville Wright.
Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation. Jesse Dukes is our audio producer. Catherine Nagasawa is our digital producer. Mackenzie Crossan is our intern. And Jessica Popovac edited this piece. I'm Monica Eng.
Next time on Curious City, if it ever warms up, you may want to go for a swim at a Chicago beach. From time to time, the water gets a little dirty from fecal bacteria. The park district does have yellow flags to warn you it's unsafe, but some experts think those flags should be a little more specific.
I think brown may convey some information pretty graphically. Maybe putting a poop emoji on there as well.
That's next time on WBEZ's Curious City.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, the publisher of Poetry Magazine, wishing you a happy Poetry Month this April. In honor of Poetry Month, new subscribers to Poetry receive a limited edition notebook to record their own reflections and creativity. Learn how to celebrate Poetry Month all year at poetrymagazine.org/practice.